The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. The TSA is giving a break to kids 12 years of age and under.
Yeah, what's going to happen here is the children 12 and under will be able to leave their shoes on as they go through the checkpoint. And should they alarm, should they set off the magnetometer or the advanced imaging technology, then they will receive a less intrusive pat-down than what you've seen in the past.
That was former Assistant Administrator for Transportation Security Policy with the TSA, Chad Wolf, speaking with Charlie Parker at WOAI in San Antonio. Okay, Chad, so say they set off the bells and whistles. What happens then? Well, according to Wolf, they get to go back and forth through the metal detector to try and resolve that alarm as many times as possible to prevent the pat-down.
So there's a variety of different changes that TSA is trying to institute here, all designed to, you know, avoid those aggressive pat-downs to children 12 and under.
That's great and all, but how do you know that the kid couldn't be used to smuggle on a bomb, especially now with the change in their screening procedures? I mean, it could happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And every time, that's really the risk that TSA runs anytime they announce any change to their screening procedures publicly. So that's something that they're certainly going to have to guard against and look at the intelligence. But I think as they look at the intelligence right now, they're saying that the preponderance of intelligence indicates that children 12 and under pose little risk to aviation security.
Buzzing right along, a federal appeals court declaring that a public school in San Diego County, California was correct in ordering a teacher to remove banners that said "In God We Trust" and "God Bless America."
And the concern was that the word "God" might be some sort of an endorsement of religion.
That's Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes speaking with Amy and John at WIND in Chicago. Was it an endorsement of Christianity or just God?
No, it was God, because there were no Christian banners. There was nothing overtly Christian about the banners. We're not talking about John 3:16. We're talking about, quote,
gotcha,
"God Bless America."
According to the court, that's okay, and they said that the school district is indeed allowed to set limits on the speech of its employees. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.